Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Cuba is not alone. The state movement of solidarity with Cuba, MASC, which groups 60 organizations in Spain, condemned the aggression with threatening graffiti at the Euskadi Cuba headquarters in Bilbao. This is not the first aggression of a political nature suffered by this sister association. Previously, in July 2021, very similar graffiti appeared in the same premises and its members had to endure. This July 26, that a Cuban ultra-right-wing individual threatened to burn its premises, the MASC indicated. In a communique, the group pointed out that this type of actions are in the same anti-Cuban strategic axis as the harassment for months of the Cuban consulate in Barcelona and of numerous attempts in various cities of Spain to prevent solidarity activities by force. These are acts perpetrated by individuals under the slogan Homeland and Life, who curiously enough act in line with the objectives of the government of the United States, whose economic, commercial, and financial blockade against Cuba is a direct attack on the right to life, as well as a systematic and massive violation of human rights. After recalling that the U.S. blockade to the Caribbean island has been rejected by the United Nations on 29 occasions, the MASC remarked, "Those who claim to defend Cubans now constantly violate those same rights with their actions of intolerance and imposition, functional to Washington's strategy of interference and intervention." The Association Cuba in My Soul, supported from the Netherlands, the meeting of Cuban residents in Europe, ECRE, to be held in Berlin in November, which it considered a space of solidarity and accompaniment to the island. "We are confident that it will be a show of support and solidarity with Cuba and its revolution," the organization of residents on Dutch soil, in a message shared with Prensa Latina, said regarding the event scheduled for November 18 to 20 in the German capital. It also pointed out that the new version of the ECRE meetings that began in 2006 will ratify the rejection of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on the Caribbean country. The Berlin ECRE will culminate with a final declaration and a mobilization in support of Cuba. The French Association Cuba Linda called to participate in a conference debate on the current situation on the island and the impact of the blockade imposed by the United States. The meeting, under the name of Still Under the Blockade, Where is Cuba?, will be held on Sunday, September 11th, in the last 3 days of the 2022 edition of the Fête de l'Humanité event. Despite the blockade, Cuba continues to arouse the admiration of the peoples of the world for its resistance, high human development index, remarkable scientific level, and free and universal access to education and health, the association said in the call. Cuba Linda said that the upsurge in hostility found continuity with Joseph Biden despite his electoral promises to reverse it. Added to all this is ignominious media propaganda and interference and destabilization maneuvers promoted from Miami, the association stressed. A delegation of businessmen headed by the president of the Indian Economic Trade Organization, IETO, Asif Iqbal, will leave today for Cuba to explore opportunities for exchange and collaboration in various areas. Iqbal told Prensa Latina in New Delhi that this is the second delegation from the South Asian country after an encouraging visit by a first group to the Caribbean island a few months ago. The 11-member Indian delegation invited by the Cuban Chamber of Commerce will seek to strengthen the relationship with Cuba through new, viable export opportunities, as well as investments in the fields of tourism and health. The Indian Economic Trade Organization, IETO, ratified the intention of bringing a representation of different companies to the next edition of the Havana International Fair, FIHAF 2022, which will be held from November 14 to 18. The ALBA TCP Friends Collective denounced and repudiated the decision of the U.S. President Joseph Biden to extend the trading with the enemy law for another year, a rule that supports the aggressive policy against Cuba. In a statement, the organization that supports Latin American causes from French soil rejected the application of the law dating from 1917 as a war to impose an economic, commercial, and financial blockade on the island for more than six decades, from which it described as unjustified and genocidal. With his decision, Biden, the 12th U.S. president to ratify this framework, demonstrates highly hypocritical behavior and continues the policies of his predecessor in the White House, Donald Trump, against Cuba, failing to fulfill his campaign promises. This is an inhuman and archaic vision, stressed the ALBA TCP Friends Collective, which accused the United States government of following a path that is contrary to the feelings of the international community. In this regard, it recalled that year after year, the vast majority of UN member states support in the General Assembly the call to end the blockade. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio. Looking forward to meeting again next Monday.